I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Yashikayach. We're going to talk about a very relevant topic today. But before getting started, I was recounting with somebody last night that Rabbi Elazar Muskin in Los Angeles once made a comment. He used to give a shir on Friday, Shabbos, on Shabbos before Mincha. And he said, people tell me I'm not going to come to the shir because I'm just going to fall asleep, so why should I bother? And he would say, I'd rather you sleep here than sleep at home. So I'd rather you sleep here than sleep at home. So Yasher Koach for coming, for staying. We have a very relevant topic today, and I'm going to paint a scenario. Somebody is Nifter Lo Aleinu in Eretz Yisrael. And there are relatives in Eretz Yisrael, and there are relatives in Chutz La'aretz. When does the Shiva start? When do all the individuals, all the relatives that are going to be sitting Shiva, when they're in the status of an Onein, they aren't Chayavos B'mitzvahs, they can't do mitzvahs, when do they start the Avelus such that they start counting Shiva and Shloshim and Yubes Chodesh, and when do they revert back to doing mitzvahs? So that's going to be our question. Do we have a difference between if you're coming to Levaya, if you're not coming to Levaya? How about if the person was Nifter in Chutz La'aretz, and some are coming along and some are staying? Is there a difference in that scenario as well? So just to paint this is obviously halacha l'maisa. This happened fairly recently. My uncle was nifter here in Eretz Yisrael Thursday night, Friday morning. And it was still Thursday in Chutz La'aretz. Still Thursday in Chutz La'aretz. There were avelim here. One of them was my father. He has two children that were here. One was about to leave at the airport, so a son that lives here. One was about to get back on a plane and got called back. Don't leave, it's not looking good. So there were relatives here, a sibling of my father and my uncle who passed away as well. So we have four avelim here. And we also have in the States two additional brothers in New Jersey. And he also had a son, the Rav, in Pittsburgh. Do we have a difference between them? And how about in the United States? Do we have a difference between those in New Jersey and the one in Pittsburgh? Do we have a nafkamina between the states? So that's going to be an interesting question as well. So let's start going through the sugya. There's a mission that says as follows, mission in Brachos.
There's no time zone difference. So.
There's no time zone difference, but there's a quality of life difference, obviously, much better in Pittsburgh. And so maybe that'll have an impact. I don't know. We're going to have to see if there are differences. So there's a Gemara in Brachos that says as follows, a Mishnah that says, Misha Meitol Mutal Afanov. Somebody who is mace is Mutal Afanov. The mace literally is right in front of him. The mace is here, you can't do mitzvahs. Not allowed to do mitzvahs, Kriyat Shema, Birkas Hamazon, you can't do mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, asks a question, but there's a Braitha that says, if it doesn't matter whether it's Mutal, the mace is right in front of you, or you're in a different room or a different house, if the person is in the status of the onein, meaning the body has not been buried yet, you're potter from mitzvahs, you can't do mitzvahs. So what does it mean that the mace is mutal lefanav? So Gemara says it doesn't mean that the person is in the presence of the mace. That's not what it's talking about. It says as follows, kevan shemutal alav lekovra. The concept here is that it is incumbent upon that relative to bury that relative of his that passed away, whether it's in his presence or not. It doesn't matter where the body is. And we prove that from Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu got up. It says that he left his wife who had passed away, Sarah had passed away, Vayakam Avram al Panei Meso. And then he says to B'nai Ches, when he's negotiating for the Marsa Machpelah, he says, Ve'kura Mesima Lefanai. I want to bury my mace in front of me. But she's not in front of you. She's over there. Ah, it's mutal. It is incumbent on you to bury her. And as long as it's incumbent on that individual, he has responsibilities in being involved in the burying of this mace. Accordingly, that individual doesn't start Shiva. The person is an onein and doesn't do any mitzvah. So the question then is, so when does Shiva start? When does Shiva start? And accordingly, when does the chiyuv of mitzvahs revert back to the norm? So there's a Gemara Moed Katan that says as follows, Tanu Rabbanan, Me'isma Asai Kofines Amitos. When do we turn over the couches that they used to sit on? That was a sign of Avelus. Another thing that we aren't noheg nowadays, we're not turning over the couches. But that was the question, when would they do the Avelus? When would they start Avelus? When would they do the Atif Asarosh? When would they start doing mitzvahs again? So it's a machlokis there. The first sheet is Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Mishiyetze Mepesach Beitzo. As soon as they take the body out to the Levaya, that's when you start. It's not upon burial. It's when you leave home. You leave the house. That is when we revert from aninus to being an avel. That is when Shiva starts leaving the house. The second opinion is how we paskin. Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishiyistam agola, when you close literally the gola. You close. What does that mean? So this is a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says it's when you close the casket. When you close the casket, golel is the seal on the casket. When that's sealed, that is, even if the burial will not be much later. So for example, if you close up the casket, you're going to ship it to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go to a different country, you're going to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, a number of days or weeks or however long that takes, it's going to be when you seal the coffin that you're going to start Avelus, not when upon burial. That's the Sishita of Rashi. We do not paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, who says when the kfura is done, when that body has been buried in the ground, that is when the avelus starts. We go from onen to avelus, and that's when the person is chayav and mitzvahs again. Okay, so where are we right now? We said that there are two shitas. When does the avelus start? Onen to avelus, and we have a nafkamina. We have Rashi on the one hand saying when you seal the casket, and we have Rabbeinu Tam when the burial happens, and the nafkamina is when there's a gap between. There's always going to be a gap between them, but we could have a small gap or we can have a large gap. According to Rashi, as soon as it's sealed, those people are now aveli, mitzvah starts, shivik starts counting then. It could be a large gap till the actual burial. That's Rabbeinu Tam, the burial. Until that point, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they are still an onen and not chayav in mitzvah. So those are the two primary views. How do we paskin? As I mentioned before, the Beis Yosef says as follows, klal shaldavar. Here's the major principle, the major rule here. Lefi minageinu, ar minag la'achar shenasnu ha'aron bekever. Once they put the aron in the kever, into the grave itself, umil uhu afar, and they've covered it up with dirt, maskil ha'avelus, and that's when the various halachas of avelus, ituf, that we don't do anymore, and you have to take the shoes off, and you have to do all that. As we know, right after the kfura is when the avelim take the shoes off, when we have the nichum, and we have omed beshura, and all of that is kicks in at that point.
Of course.
Yeah.
But in order to take the mace to the kavura, there are certain mitzvos and tfilos that have to be said. Can tfilos and kaddish be said by the when they're in aninus?
No. We don't start until...
We're taking the mace, it's not buried, and we're walking with the mace.
On the way, you're saying.
On the way, you say kaddish.
Okay, we're on the way to the kfura there. We don't. I think that's a different type of kaddish. That is not the kaddish of a tefillah that I'm going to a shul. That is a kaddish of the levaya. That is a kaddish of levaya. So this isn't the concept of I'm chayiv b'mitzvahs and I'm chayiv to have a minyan and I'm going to say kaddish. This is as part as the tahalich of the kfura. There's a kaddish to act as an ilui of the neshama that hasn't been buried yet. So it's a different type of thing. But really good question. Great question. The more I say this, the more I'm mekayim in the mitzvah kibud avim. Okay, so our question now is, how about people who are not going to the kfura? And let's start locally. And I remember there was once a kfura, I remember more than one kfura in Los Angeles, but the cemetery in Los Angeles that they have, there are a couple actually, but one of them that was like the old one was pretty far out. It was, at least as a kid, things that are not that far, it seems really far as a kid, so it seemed pretty far out. It was not the one in the valley on the hill, but there was like a really old Vesak forest. So what happens if not all the Avelim are going to go? Meaning they're going to go to the shul, and they're going to be there for the hespedim, and then the body's going to go, and some family members going to go, and some are going to stay back. When are the ones who are going to stay back, when are they going to start? Are they going to start immediately, or are they going to wait till the other ones come back and inform them we had the kfura? Do they estimate? When is the kfura going to be? We think it's going to be in half an hour, and start then. So in fact, this is a Gemara Moed. Katan amaluhu Rava lebnei Mechuzah. So Rava said to the people in Mechuzah, Atun delo azlisu basa arsa. So those of you that are not accompanying the casket, you're not going with the body to the kfura, Mechim hadrisu apaychu mibava davula atchilu manu. When you turn around, they would escort to the end of the city, to the city gates, and turn around. When you turn around, you are no longer actively involved with the kfura. You're not continuing with them. That is when you start. So we see here an interesting point that the people who are not going forward to the kfura, they're going to start immediately. They're going to start immediately. There's an important machlok is whether this is only if they are sending the body a distance. For example, that's the sheet of Rashi. when you're in Babel, and you're sending the body all the way to Eretz Yisrael, and some people are going, and some people are staying. The people who are going are going to, as we said in Rabbeinu Tam, they're going to wait till the actual Gvura, and that's when they're going to be Chayiv and Shiva. That's when Shiva and the mitzvahs come back. And those not going, they're going to start immediately. But how about if it's local? The Los Angeles scenario that some family members are going to the Beis HaKfaros, that's local, and some aren't going. So according to the Bahag, this would apply in that scenario as well. If you're not going, you start immediately. If you're going, you wait to the Kfura. But that's not the Hanhaga. We would paskin like Rashi. This doesn't apply if it's local. It's only if you're sending the body a distance that you would start immediately, those not attending. Now, we have to get a little bit more specific than that. Who is going to start immediately and who's not going to start immediately? And again, this is not my uncle's scenario. My uncle's scenario is he passed away here and there were people in Chutz La'aretz. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the body is, let's say, Chutz La'aretz or somewhere, it doesn't matter where, and we're sending the body a distance and some people are staying locally. When do they start? That's our question right now. So we're going to have a critical machlokis on this. The Rambam says as follows, Mishadarkan lishloach hames lemedina acheres lekovra. If their derech is, they're sending the mace to a different medina, meaning it's going a distance. How far, I don't know, but it's not half an hour. It's going a distance away, and this is the operative phrase. The einam yodi masa yikaver, and they don't know when the kfura will be. We don't know when the kfura will be. In that case, that's when we're talking about that the Rava told the people, when you turn around and you're no longer involved in it, because you don't know when the kfura is going to be, you start immediately. You start immediately. That's the concept, apparently, according to the Rambam. You don't know when it's going to be, that's why you start immediately. We can be medayik from that Rambam that if you do know when it's going to be, nowadays we know exactly they're going to land at this time, even before we had WhatsApp and all these texting and stuff, and we're watching on Zoom, so we know exactly when the Kfura is. But even 30 years ago, before we had all that technology, okay, they're going to land at this time, it's going to take 3 hours to get to the Beis HaKfaros, we could easily estimate, sometimes things happen, but 95% accuracy before Corona. So we could be really good. So the Rambam is telling us this concept doesn't apply to all Avelim that are staying back. It's, you don't know what time the Kfura is going to be, start immediately. Otherwise, we could be medayik from that, don't start immediately, wait until the Kfura. That is the pashtus of the Rambam. The Ramban, on the other hand, has a very different calculus, which has dramatic nafkaminis for us. He says as follows, Shelo amru dvarim eilu, this concept is that we saw by Rava, that you're going to start immediately if you're not going. Ella b'molichin oso mi'ir la'ir, when you're going a distance, going from city to city, not staying in locally. The kevan shemasru'u la'eilu shemolichin oto, because they gave them to the people who are taking it. We're handing the mace over to others who are responsible for it. It could be family members. It could be Kaddish, the Chevra Kadisha. Be'echziru p'neim. And the people who are local, they turned around. Kfar nityaashu mimenu. He doesn't say that they don't know what time it's starting, so they start immediately. You have a yeyush. You are no longer involved in the kfura. You have handed the mace and the responsibilities over to those who are taking the mace. You have no further involvement in it. Accordingly, the yeyush, heavy kestima sagola. The people who are staying who have this yeyush, they have no longer involvement in it. That's as if for them, the kfura happened. The kfura happened. Tremendous nafkaminas between this Rambam and this Ramban. The standard of the Rambam is, do I know when the Kfura is or not? If I don't know when the Kfura is, I start immediately, according to the Ramban, if I have Yeush. Meaning, even if I know when the Kfura is, according to the Ramban, the second Shita, I know when the Kfura is, but I'm no longer involved in it, it's handed over, I no longer have responsibilities, I have Yeush, that person would start the Shiva immediately. That's what's going on here. Okay, so
the Ramban makes a lot of sense. You're no longer involved. Well, was
the Ramban.
Ramban, but what does it matter?
So we're going to have Yeshua always ask the clutch question. So we're going to get back. We'll get back at maybe a little bit, because we're going to see the Aruch HaShulchan, who is always lovely. So just to hone in on this, it's interesting to note that the Bach, in fact, says that the Ramban and Rambam agree, but the Shita of the Rambam. Sheet of the Rambam, that it's based on, if you don't know when the Kfura is, that's when you start. That's the opinion of the Bach. The opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan is both the Rambam and the Ramban agree. The other way, They agree with the Ramban that this concept is, when is there a Yeyush? So the nafkamina, the big, I will try to get back to Yeshua, the big nafkamina here is, you know when the kfura is going to be, but you have a Yeyush. I'm not involved in it. Would you start, or would you not start? That's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. We'll get back to this in a little bit. Let's see a tshuva that was asked by Rav Moshe. This is the concept of the Mesus Niftar and Chutz Laretz. You're flying or you're transporting the mace to, let's say, Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter a distance. Some are staying and some are going with the mace. So this was the question that was posed to Rav Moshe. Ha-maceim shomolichan asan l'Eretz Yisrael. They're taking the mace to Eretz Yisrael. Abani nisharim b'vesam. And the children are staying in their house. Pashut shinischayev ba'avelus tekev kishehamatos nasa. Obviously, they are chayev when the plane takes off. That's the Yeush. The body is gone. We're no longer involved. That's when they're turning around. They're not involved. The plane left, it departed. They no longer have involvement. They start the Eveilus immediately. I'm sorry, it wasn't Dorach HaShofen, it was Rav Moshe that says this. So he says, in fact, if you look at the Shita of the Rambam, you want to understand the Rambam is saying, do I know when or not when the Kfura is? According to the Rambam, the Pashas of the Rambam is, if I don't know when the Kfura is, I start immediately. What does that mean? He says there's a major principle in Avelus that when we have a suffix in Avelus, we go Lakula. We want to be Lakula, lenient in Piske Halacha in Avelus. So do you want to tell me, because I have a suffix, I don't know when the Avelus is or not, I'm going to be lenient. And maybe that's why we start immediately. He says, that doesn't make any sense, because I know, why should I start immediately? There's no suffix, at least for the first few hours when you go into Eretz Yisrael. I know for 12 hours, there's no way there was a kfura. I know when they're going from Pavel to Eretz Yisrael, there's no way for the first 3 days. So it's not, can't be based on suffix of a suffix and a veilos to be mako, because I would have to be machmir until I know that there's a possibility. So he says, everyone agrees, like that Orach HaShochan, that the concept is,
why would you call starting the
Avelus
Kula?
Safek Avelus, we would say,
starting the Avelus Kula, but why would you say starting the Avelus now is a Kula?
That is the concept. That Safek Avelus, we are going to start immediately the Avelus. Safek is pushing it off. Safek is, we're not starting the Avelus, but we're going to be Mako, we're going to start the Avelus, we're going to start the Shiva, we're going to start the process. So Rav Moshe says we paskin like the Orach HaShochan. We paskin like the Orach HaShochan, we paskin the Ramban, and he says even the Rambam agrees. Everyone says there is a Yeush, that's the whole concept. If the people are no longer involved, that is when we start the Avelus. The Tzitz Eliezer disagrees. Tzitz Eliezer says everyone agrees, most posim, Rav Moskim agree that we wait until the Kfura, because if you, he says the standard is, do you know or do you not know when the Kfura is? He says, Shadas Rav Poskim Bazel Haskil Lemanos Es Avelus Meshasha Kfura. They will wait to the Kfura. That's what he says. Okay, in any case, be that as it may, let's talk about the scenario. What have we said so far? We said so far that the default is that the Kfura is when we start the Avelus, but how about people not going? If people aren't going, so you're sending the body, they're going to start earlier, immediately, if they're not going. What does that mean? Is it based on because they don't know when it's going to be, or is it because of Yeyush? And that's a machlokes. And we said that Rav Moshe Paskins, like Dorach HaShochan, Paskins the Ramban, that it's based if I'm no longer involved. Even if I know what time the Kfura is, I am going to start Kfura. I'm going to start Shiva. Okay, but here, in my uncle's situation, we're going to start the next scenario, not that the Petirua was in Chutz Laretz, but the Petirua was here in Eretz Yisrael. So what happens with those in Chutz Laretz? So this is a fascinating situation here. Those who are here, they're going to wait until the Kfura. They're going to wait until the Kfura. But those that are there, what are we going to do? So this is the situation that the Maharsham had. He was asked as follows, Bechad shenodo lo shemesa achoso yadei telegram. Somebody got a telegram that his sister passed away in a far-off land. Ragnodo lo ki lo yipru ad la achor beiz yami mishasa misa. And in the telegram, it was included, we're not doing the Kfura for 2 days. 2 days, you know, and he cannot get to the Kfura. He got a telegram, he's not going. So now we have somebody who knows when the Kfura will be. According to the Rambam, you should wait because you know when the Kfura is going to be. But according to the other standard, the second standard of the Ramban and the Orach HaShulchan and Rav Moshe, there's a yeyush, because he has no involvement in it. So even though he knows when it is, he's not going to be attending. So in fact, I think we would say that that could be the scenario of my uncle's two brothers in New Jersey, that they knew when the kvura is going to be. It's Thursday for them. They get the text. They got a call. Okay, they were called on the phone, the proper way to do it. You don't just send a text and say your brother passed away. You actually make a phone call. And they got a phone call, still Thursday for them before Shkia. And the question then is, when do they start? So they would fit in with this Marsham of, you start immediately, even though you know when the Kfura is going to be. It's going to be Friday in Eretz Yisrael, but because you have a Yeyush and you're not involved in the Kfura, you would start immediately. So they started on Thursday. So that's the situation that we had there. On the other hand, my cousin in Philadelphia, he is a son of the Nifter. And he's now also the Rav of the family. He's the Posek of the family. And he was intricately involved in the Kfura and the details of the Kfura and any questions that they had. I spoke with him. I did not ask him. I meant to ask him, and I didn't get to find out. But I'm going to guess, based on everything, and hopefully he'll listen to this and let me know if he has any haras, that he started at the Kfura. He actually spoke at the Kfura, so he was involved even in the Kfura. So he's supposed to gave the word Hespedim. My uncle requested that there not be Hespedim, but he said something, some remarks about it. So he was involved in that whole process. So based on what we've said, I would think that there's a nafka mina between New Jersey, that they knew when it would be, but there was a Yeush, they weren't involved, and Pittsburgh, it doesn't matter the geography. But he, my cousin, the son of the Nifter, was intricately involved. So it's likely he waited to sit Shiva until the actual Kfura, which was Friday. Okay, so just one last point. There's an interesting halacha, a little bit murky halacha, that if there's a gadol hamishpacha, if there is a leader of the household, then in certain instances, even though you would start earlier, you're going to wait for that individual. And the example would be is if you have some avelim sitting back in Jersey and some coming. And one that's coming is what's considered the gadol hamishpacha. There are different standards of what does that mean, that everyone is looks up to that individual, or that's the individual that makes the decision on behalf of the household. He makes the decision about the kfura. So as long as that person will get back, if he's returning within 3 days, even the people who stay there will not start their shiva until he comes back. They have to be subservient to the gadol mishpacha. And interesting, another halacha, Rabbi Rosen, have you ever passed into halachas on this? This gadol mishpacha, it comes up and they pass on this.
It
comes up.
Because you want to shorten the shiva.
So it says
the gadol is sitting already, and you come back.
So that's the next nafka mina.
Can you shorten your shiva?
So here it's brought by the Shulchan Aruch that if he's going and coming back, it's the hachmir, meaning they can't start. They have to wait for the shiva till he gets back. But if you have somebody, it's brought on the shulchan. But if you have somebody who's joining in, you have the gadol mishpacha, and somebody else who's coming late to the shiva, as long as that person shows up within 3 days of the beginning of the shiva, he will tack on to the gadol mishpacha and shorten his shiva. So that's an interesting halacha. There are a lot of details on this, and ask Rabbi Rothstein if shailas come up. Thank you again for everyone coming, and we should only know simchas going forward. Amir Tz Hashem,
amen,
we should have a nechama and only simchas.